Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
That's the sound just after full time at Old Trafford. Manchester United 2, Galatasaray 3. I was about to record immediately as I was walking down the steps of the Stretford End, but I think, like most United fans after that, needed just a couple of moments to compose myself. I don't think you'll quite be able to hear it, but just in the distance, I can still hear the singing of the Galatasaray fans, who were fantastic throughout, to be fair to them, and those Champions League nights with a different type of support, a loud support, unending support, relentless support, they can be so good and so magical. And this one, it didn't feel magical, but it felt really good for a time. It felt like this might be not a coming of age game in their careers, maybe for Rasmus Højlund, but for Højlund and Rashford and Mason Mount, a coming of age in terms of their United careers. I thought Mason Mount was fantastic. And what's so frustrating about this game is, unlike against Crystal Palace in the league, unlike against Brighton, this time United put ourselves in a good position twice. And unlike the Bayern game where it was us coming from behind, this time it was Galatasaray, but eventually they managed to get the win due to a myriad of ridiculous individual mistakes. And when things aren't going out your way, bloody hell, they're not going our way at the moment. There were some positives, and this is the difficult thing. United played with energy for so much of that game, and I don't mean energy in terms of running, because that doesn't necessarily win your games, even though it can help. I mean in terms of like the zip in the passes and the quality and kind of feel of the first touch. Such positive first touches, there's so little sloppiness. There was still a little bit, especially from Diordalo in the first half, but particularly with Mason Mount and Hannibal, Rashford looked a little bit better. He was better supported. Bruno Fernandes was doing fantastically. Casemiro looks a bit more positive. We'll come on to that shortly. But especially Mason Mount, I thought, was running that game. And with specific incidents, it's quite hard to comment 5 minutes after full time when you've been watching high up in Stretford End Tier 1. But in terms of the overall feel, United felt really good there. And so that's what makes it so disappointing. Now I'm thinking about the game back in my head. I was ready to come here, and I don't think it felt like a game that was going to change United's season. I don't think it was a performance so good to do that. But it feels like at the moment Erik ten Hag just wants to get through these few weeks with the injuries, and this felt like a game that was going to be perfect for that, with Rasmus Højlund scoring two. That first goal was absolutely brilliant from Rashford and from Højlund, and then Højlund does fantastically the second goal, even better from his perspective. That's exactly what I think we hoped we'd see from him. There's lots of elements to his game, but that was that was just beautiful. The sheer kind of power and pace, and then to finish that kind of beastly display of physical attributes and physical prowess, to finish that with a wonderful bit of technique was fantastic. And there were, I spoke in the last episode about the whatever game we lost of the weekend, Crystal Palace, about how, to be honest, I thought most of the boos were towards the ref rather than the team. That definitely wasn't the case here, I don't think, because not only were there boos at full time, and it's not something I'd ever do, I don't think it's something United fans should do, to be honest, but I can understand them, because people get caught up in the moment, and I get that, and that's football, and that's being a football fan. But not only that, but 2 minutes later, when the players are walking off, having gone around and applauded the stands after losing, there were people who'd stayed behind to make their point, which is baffling to me from my perspective. You might understand it. You might be one of them, but baffling to me. So there was a lot of unhappiness. And I think the difficulty at the moment is you get the compound effect where, when things are going badly, even on nights that look like they're going well, like this one, United 2-1 up, Rasmus Højlund scored 2, he's looking really hungry for a hat-trick and looking like he might get a chance to get that. United are playing fantastically, not at our absolute best, and not signs where you think, oh, the season's going to turn around, but really well. And then we have the palaver of the second goal. And after that, because the last few weeks have been so turbulent and troublesome, you don't get that swell of kind of defiant support that we've come to expect from Old Trafford. And if I compare that with, I was talking with Nathan on the most recent episode about those few months under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer in 2021, October, when we played Villarreal and Atalanta, you did get that swell of defiance more than I felt we did then. And that's a concern. And it didn't feel flat at half-time. At full time, sorry, as Nathan and I were saying after the Crystal Palace game, but it did feel angry. And I do think flat's a bigger concern. Anger and frustration is probably less so, because it shows that the team have given you hope, and that there is hope for something better from this team, and people expect better. But it's a bad night for United. It's a really difficult one. Perhaps I'll come on with some more thoughts once I've had a few more minutes to calm down. Such a shame, because I think after Saturday, until a few hours before kickoff, I wasn't looking forward much to this game, to a Champions League game on the lights at Old Trafford. How unbelievable is that? And what a sign of privilege that is, that I kind of just take it for granted. But a couple hours before, I was excited, and then when you get in the ground and you feel that sense of a European night, then you're excited. And particularly in the second half, when United were getting into a bit of a flow, and even before we scored the second to go 2-1 up, it felt really good. And particularly with Højlund, it felt really good. And even just appreciating, like, the Galatasaray fans, like seeing the smoke of their flares kind of billowing in this biblical rain at Old Trafford, that football's brilliant, isn't it? But it's brilliant when you win, and you can appreciate the other supporters when you win. But after a defeat like that, it's much harder. Anyway, short break, and I'll be back to give some more thoughts very shortly. Time to head for the comfort of a pint glass.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Nearly home, and even a bit of time to think. It's just it's so hard to put your finger on what the problem is with this United team right now, because There are several. And when there's no easy fix, that's a concern. I think in defeat a lot of times last season, I felt an easy fix at a lot of points, or if not an easy fix, at least one that could be recognised. The lack of a striker, a goalkeeper who could distribute the ball better, another midfielder, a better fullback maybe, lots of different options there depending on your opinion, but so difficult now, and injuries is a huge part, but the mentality of this team. We were asked in the Patreon Q&A in the most recent episode after the Palace defeat by Ethan, if one of our patrons, if we're concerned about United's mentality, and the answer was yes, and even more after this game. We saw it at Bayern in the worst way. Tonight was nearly as bad as that in terms of the Bayern was the collapse after conceding, and we've seen that in other games this season as well, at Spurs and against Brighton and Palace as well. And Bayern also had that element of scoring and then switching off, and this has that as well. We seem to drop after a goal that we score and after goals that the opposition score, and particularly the latter. I think the former's a little easier to fix. It's about concentration, and I think that can come more easily. But the latter is such a massive concern, and ultimately this United team, while these injuries are here, need to... This is Ten Hag's challenge. He needs to get them to see these moments and this period as a challenge to rise to, not a ultimate final condemnation of their talent. We saw in both halves in this game that reaction to conceding and to scoring. I think there are other issues. I think I spoke about energy before, but the energy was great in the first half and up to a point, and then near the end of the game it was kind of throw the kitchen sink from a very early point, and with 10 players that becomes a very difficult tactic to employ, and I don't think Ten Hag helps in the substitutions he's made. I think his in-game management this season has been pretty atrocious. I can't think of a moment where he's turned the game round for the better. I can think of several where he's turned the game for the worse, and he needs to find a balance in his management between the gung-ho United that we saw at times today and the slow, ponderous, controlled United that we've seen on other days, who have been unable to break teams down. I think talk of sacking Ten Hag is ridiculous. It is for me. Ten Hag's not the issue. We know what the underlying issues, and well, you can call them underlying issues, or you can call them the issues that are hanging over the club in a massive cloud. Ten Hag's not the issue, but he does have to stop the slide. That's a manager's job. This is his big test. He needs to get a win on Saturday, and then he's got a couple of weeks to come up with something and for players to come back. I was asked in the pub, well, we were chatting in the pub, how many games till Ten Hag sacked. I don't think that's the question. I wouldn't put that in like single, even double digits. I have faith that Ten Hag will turn this around. I think he's a good manager. Elsewhere, embarrassment for the club. As we're going into the pub, meeting people from different parts of the ground who all had the same stories of being surrounded by Galatasaray fans. Hundreds of Galatasaray fans in the home end. I'm sure the club and the ticket office will offer up excuses, but they won't wash. They can't pursue proper United fans one day and then that happen the next. It's not good enough, and the phrase "it's not good enough" applies to so many things with United at the moment. But for the rest of your week, enjoy it. Thank you for listening to the Manchester United Weekly Podcast. I hope you've enjoyed this therapy session just a little. It certainly helped me get things off my chest, but there's plenty more I could get off my chest. But yeah, try and enjoy your week. Forget about United until Saturday, and hopefully we'll see some defiance, we'll see some balance, we'll see Rasmus Højlund continue to be brilliant. It was a fantastic game from him, and such a shame that a fantastic individual performance with two brilliant goals, two very different goals, couldn't be rewarded with a Champions League victory. I realise now I haven't spoken much about Onana, but let's leave it at that for now. Have a great week. Goodbye.
Network.